Welcome to the Dermatology Interest Group Association podcast, or DIGA podcast, where we talk about everything from how to become a stellar dermatology applicant to interesting topics in dermatology.
From research advice to interviewing tips, you will be prepared to follow the path to become a world-class dermatologist.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Morgan Terrell, and on today's episode, I'm joined by Dr. Taylor Harp, a current PGY2 resident at Georgetown's Internal Medicine and Dermatology Combined Residency Program. And we discuss what a med-derm combined program is and why someone might decide to pursue one. We also discuss Taylor's strategy for being the first DO to match in this type of program. And she offers some excellent tips and words of wisdom along the way. I hope you guys enjoy. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Dr. Taylor Harp, and I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Taylor. I'm a second year internal medicine and dermatology resident at Georgetown and Washington Hospital Center, technically.
Awesome. Can you give me a little bit of background on your training?
Yeah, so I went to Rocky Vista University in Colorado, so I am a DO. And then I actually went straight into the match from fourth year for my dermatology, which is now actually internal medicine and dermatology residency.
Very cool. I feel like Rocky Vista matches a lot of people into competitive specialties for being a DO school.
They do a really good job. Yeah, we've had a lot of success, I guess, over the years. And my class also, we were very excited, all of us that applied to dermatology ended up matching. So it was definitely an exciting year for us in that specialty.
Aw, that's awesome. It appears like a good school from what I can see on like social media and stuff.
I had a lot of fun. And I felt like I learned everything I needed to learn. It was great.
Good. Wonderful. The first question I usually like to ask is, why did you choose dermatology? But I guess in your case, why did you choose medicine and dermatology? And like, what interests or experiences kind of pointed you in that direction?
Yeah. So I actually started med school like with a pretty open mind. The only thing I ever told anyone I did not want to do was dermatology. I didn't really understand what dermatology was. I just thought it was, you know, only treating acne and skin cancers, and I just wasn't interested. But boy, was I wrong, as I'm sure all the listeners agree. So I gravitated pretty heavily towards internal medicine in the first couple of years and was pretty convinced that that's what I was going to do. I loved my internal medicine rotation in third year. However, it was actually on that rotation when I was introduced to dermatology. So we had a patient who had DRESS, which is, I know that's no longer the technical name for it, but they had a drug reaction that caused a full body rash, basically. And the hospitalist, you know, as a third year, I saw the hospitalist and thought, wow, these people know everything. And it's really cool what they do in the hospital. But then when they saw this rash, they were completely stumped. And they were like, I have no idea what to do. I don't know what this is. And we need help. So they called dermatology. And they came in. And of course, the consulting dermatologist was like, yeah, this is what this is. This is easy. And my mind was blown. And I didn't really occur to me that dermatology could be being in the hospital, just because I didn't have enough knowledge about the specialty and what all it entails. So I was kind of interested in learning more. So I ended up asking around for people that were in my school that were interested in going into dermatology and seeing if they had any connections of people who might let me shadow. I ended up shadowing and absolutely falling in love with complex medical dermatology. So I love all aspects of derm, but mostly, especially with the like interest in internal medicine, being very interested in more so the hospital consults and kind of internal medicine, dermatology overlaps. So, you know, you end up with infectious disease, rheumatology, oncology, things like that that overlap. So I went into applying to dermatology fourth year thinking that I was definitely 100% only going to do derm because I didn't know that internal medicine and derm combined programs existed. But I found myself really missing the hospital and missing internal medicine. And I randomly Googled, does internal medicine and dermatology combined program, like, does that exist? And I was really excited to find out that there are a few that exist. So that was kind of how I ended up in the space that I'm in.
Oh my gosh, that's such a cool story. I can kind of relate because before I came to medical school, someone had mentioned like, oh, dermatology is a great specialty. Like, keep your eyes open for that. And that was quite a long time ago at this point. And I was a little bit younger and I really thought that I was going to go into a surgical specialty. And I was like, dermatology is, that sounds so uninteresting and like frou-frou. But yeah, now that I've learned more about it, it's just so interesting. And it's so complex. It's so much more complex than people think.
Yeah, yeah. And I definitely had no idea until I shadowed. And I feel like even my friends from medical school still don't really like fully have a grasp on really what all dermatology does, which is kind of funny to me.
Yeah. My next question was, if not dermatology, what might you have done? So you would have definitely just gone with internal med, right?
Yeah, if I hadn't done dermatology, I would have gone into internal medicine for sure. I don't know what subspecialty I would have ended up in, but probably one of those overlaps with derm, like rheumatology or infectious disease.
Okay, very cool, very cool. I've thought a little bit about infectious disease as well.
Yeah, well, we get a lot of that in derm, especially if you're interested in global health. There's so much tropical infectious disease, it's cutaneous, so lots of fun stuff to be found there.
Yeah. So I was kind of relieved that you said that you didn't know that medicine dermatology combined programs were really a thing until like your fourth year, because I have pretty much no idea what a combined program entails other than like that they just exist. So for my sake and for any listeners who might not quite understand what a combined med derm program is, can you kind of explain a general idea of what it is?
Yeah. So I wouldn't expect anyone to know. The internal medicine and dermatology residencies by themselves are, so internal medicine is 3 years and dermatology is 4 years. So internal medicine, the way that that residency works is most of the time, you know, you're getting the bulk of your core training in the first 2 years. And the third year is kind of like fourth year of med school, where you still have some core maybe that you're trying to finish up. But a lot of it is actually focused on getting into fellowship or finding a job and that sort of thing. So it's a lot of elective time. So they were able to, when they combine programs, sometimes they cut out that extra time to make the training overall a little bit shorter. So instead of having 3 plus 4, which would be 7 years, they've cut it down to 5 years. So the other way they do that is that dermatology, you know, you start with a 1 year prelim year, mm-hmm. which can be an internal medicine. So you already kind of have an internal medicine year built in. So really it's like doing a dermatology residency plus one extra year of internal medicine. And then you get board certified in both. And different combined programs do it differently. So some of them have you do 2 full years of internal medicine and then 3 full years of dermatology, sometimes with a little bit of each sprinkled in, while others flip-flop you between the two specialties all the way through the 5 years. So let's say you'll do like 3 months of internal medicine and followed by 3 months of dermatology and et cetera.
Oh, neat. Okay. What does your program do?
We do 2 years of internal medicine and then 3 years of dermatology. We have a few internal medicine rotations or months, I should say, that are incorporated into the last, into the dermatology year. So part of the theory behind that is we don't actually get to take our internal medicine boards until after we're completely finished with the 5 years of training. Mm-hmm. So part of it is to make sure that we're still getting exposure to internal medicine throughout those 3 years of derm, but also it's another way for us to be able to practice our overlap skills. So we may have, you know, an elective that's available to us for internal medicine while we're in dermatology, and maybe we'll go and rotate with a melanoma specialist or something, which is technically like oncology, but also has nice overlap with dermatology.
Okay, gotcha. That was actually going to be one of my next questions, was when do you get board certified for which, or take your, you know, certifying exam? So you take both at the end of your residency and your...
Yeah, yep.
Okay, gotcha. So not that I would expect you or, you know, anyone in your type of program to necessarily want to do this, but going through a combined program, does that make you eligible for fellowships in both dermatology and internal medicine, like if you decided to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Most people from my program don't do that, but there are people that go into practice from having a board certification in internal medicine and in dermatology who end up doing a fellowship. So some people will do dermatology fellowships like Mohs surgery. You know, maybe they went into internal or med derm thinking that they were really interested in the medical stuff, and then they got exposed more to Mohs and decided that they were ultimately more interested in that. And that does happen. I mean, it's 5 years, so you never know how your interests and things are going to change over that amount of time. But other people will do like a rheumatology fellowship, and that's not necessary to practice rheum derm per se. There are plenty of people who will have like a combined like multidisciplinary clinic where you are the dermatologist and you're working with a rheumatologist. Or you can, I mean, you can even treat people just for their derm problems in the rheum derm setting too. But yeah, so that's kind of a long, long-winded way to say you can do whatever fellowships you want to do with either of the specialties.
Gotcha. Yeah, and that makes perfect sense. It also makes sense why you wouldn't continue training after a five-year program too. So I understand that, of course, more doors are open to you because you're double board certified. How does you, like a med derm double board certified physician, practice differently from like your standard dermatologist in general?
I really love this question. I love this question so much because I always want to remind people that there's so many different ways to practice medicine just in general, regardless of what specialty you go into. So with internal medicine and dermatology, like I said, the possibilities are so wide. You could be a rural physician who does rural primary care and provides dermatology services. You could be a dermatology hospitalist. Some hospitals are actually starting to have primary services that are dermatologists. You can also, you know, you do a fellowship and you practice in academia and you do rheum derm. I keep going back to that one because that one's kind of like an easy, like low-hanging fruit of overlap. And then there are other people who just practice general dermatology. So getting double board certified is not necessary to practice complex medical dermatology. So you can go to a regular dermatology residency program and then go out and practice complex med derm, because theoretically you've been trained in all aspects of dermatology, just like how anyone who goes into a regular dermatology residency can go on to practice with some cosmetics or, you know, some procedures and things, because everyone gets that training. Mm-hmm. There is an ACGME a non-ACGME accredited fellowship that's 1 year long after dermatology residency for complex med derm. People do that if they go to a residency program that's not as academic based and they're more interested in having exposure to more hospital-based consults, research, and that sort of thing. But again, that's not entirely necessary. It's only for your own comfort in what you've been trained in and what you've seen. So I think the next logical question would be like, why would you even bother getting two board certifications then?
I would ask that in a nicer way.
Yeah. I'm sure you would be very respectful about it. But I went back and forth about that so much during my fourth year. It was like, I love the dermatology residencies that I applied to and was interviewing with, and they were amazing. And I knew I'd be really happy at a lot of them. So then I was pretty torn about, like, why even am I bothering with med derm, and is this worth it? And ultimately, for me, I love internal medicine so much that I felt like if I didn't get that training and I didn't get board certified and I took the opportunity away from myself to really get that knowledge really solidified for myself, that I would always wonder. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of almost a personal preference. The interest in internal medicine is basically one of the reasons that you should think about getting dual board certified. The other thing was that I knew that I was really interested in potentially working in a multidisciplinary setting. So for example, Dana Carver has a really amazing cutaneous lymphoma clinic. So it's cutaneous T cell and cutaneous B cell lymphomas, where the dermatologists work with the oncologists and radiation oncologists to treat these patients. And I just felt like having extra internal medicine training would make me feel a lot more comfortable dealing with some of the more complex medical diseases. So really it's a personal preference, to be honest. And when you go into your internal medicine and dermatology interviews, the programs are very, very careful about picking people to rank that are interested in both specialties, because they know that, you can practice the type of, complex medical dermatology without having to get an additional certification in internal medicine. So they really want to attract people that are motivated and excited about the internal medicine piece of it.
Yeah.
That was a really long response. Sorry.
No, that was great. That was great. And I was just thinking pretty much that whole time, like, I don't think you could have a better why for doing something and like going the extra mile than just that you love it and that, you want to do it.
Yeah. And that ultimately it just comes down to that. Like, if you're not that interested in internal medicine, but you know that you want to do maybe some more complex med derm stuff when you practice dermatology, you don't have to worry about getting this extra training.
Right.
Which is kind of beautiful.
Well, and it's really admirable that you know yourself and you know your interests and you're willing to put in the extra work to go that extra mile because it means that much to you.
Yeah, it took a lot of figuring out over third and fourth year. Because I don't think anyone really feels that strongly when you start out. I mean, I have actually, that's a lie. I have a good friend who felt that strongly about peds from the very beginning, but they're few and far between. And it really took my rotations fourth year. I did some at a med derm program and I did some at just dermatology programs, and it took doing that med derm rotation to really know, is this worth it to me or not? And just talking to a lot of people, like talk to residents and talk to physicians, like practicing physicians who have done it, and just keep asking questions to try to figure out if that really feels like it aligns with what you want.
Yeah, absolutely. So to transition a little bit, now I want to talk about applying as a DO. So,
oh yeah.
As far as I understand, you are the first DO to have ever matched into a med derm program. Am I correct on that?
Yes.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Definitely not the first DO to match to an allopathic program, but yeah, into med derm. Supposedly I am. So applying dermatology as a DO, I'm sure that most of the listeners are aware that it's still very divided, allopathic and osteopathic programs. So the approach that I took when applying, since I was still trying to figure out if I wanted to be in just dermatology or if I wanted to do med derm, was that I applied to all of the osteopathic programs and all of the med derm programs. I didn't really bother with regular allopathic programs that weren't med derm, because I knew that, you know, and I'm saying this like you should take it with a grain of salt, because this was my thought process, and I may not be true, and I may not be 100% correct, but to me it felt like I knew I was at a disadvantage as a DO trying to go to an allopathic program, and the osteopathic programs are so good that it didn't make a whole lot of sense to me to try to fight the uphill battle of trying to go to an allopathic program unless it was for med derm, because that was the only thing to me that an osteopathic program couldn't offer me, was that extra internal medicine training. So applying to the med derm programs, again, it's a little bit of an uphill battle as a DO. I would say, because I knew that, I worked my butt off to kind of make myself competitive for them, but also to network. Because even the osteopathic programs, like networking and knowing people and talking to them and being involved is very important. But it's the same for allopathic programs, and they value different things, I would say. And again, this is all just my impression. but my impression was that they valued research a lot. They also value for your letters of recommendation, seeing that you are getting letters of rec from people they know. If it's not personally, they've at least heard of that person. And that's kind of hard as someone coming from an osteopathic program, because a lot of our community dermatologists that we're working with and that are writing us letters of recommendation aren't necessarily people that the allopathic program directors will have heard of or know. So all of this, that specific information I got because I had a Zoom meeting with one of the program directors at a med derm program. I emailed the program coordinator for one of the med derm programs. I said, hey, I'm an osteopathic student. I would love to go to a med derm residency. Is there any way that I could talk to the program director about what all it would take for a DO student to get in? So I was really lucky that he said, yes, sure, let's do it. And that letter of rec piece, I think, was the biggest gem that I took out of that whole experience. So I told him during that meeting, I said, okay, sounds good, I'll try to do that, but I don't have access to a big research institution. I don't know a whole lot of really big name dermatologists. Is there any way, like, what do you think is the best way for me to obtain those things? And he ultimately said that, doing like an epidemiology type research project where you can do it from afar could be a good way to work with a faculty member at the program you're trying to apply to. And he recommended that I reach out to some dermatology faculty at the MedDerm programs, just like a cold email kind of situation.
Yeah.
To see if anyone would be willing to do a like data analysis type project from afar, and then like write me a letter of recommendation from it. I was pretty straight upfront about that, because I didn't want, I don't know, I'm always a believer that being fully totally honest is better than trying to work on a project and then feeling anxious the whole time about, is this person going to write me a letter of rec or not? So I was upfront about it. I said, you know, my goal is to get into a MedDerm program at your institution. I'd love to do a research project with you. And ultimately, I will be looking for a letter of recommendation at the end if you feel that I am worthy of that, essentially. So that was kind of a lot. There's a couple other things, though, for applying to allopathic MedDerm programs as a DO. Going back to the letters of recommendation. The other thing I did was I Googled alumni from the MedDerm programs that might be practicing in my area. And I actually found somebody, and I went on her like practice website. And so it's actually somebody who graduated from the program I'm at now. And I messaged her through her like contact us form on her practice website, because I couldn't get her contact information any other way. So I emailed her and I said the same things, you know, I'm a DO student, I'm looking for any experience like to rotate with somebody who is MedDerm. I know that you went to this program, I'm interested in it. Is there any chance I might be able to just chat with you or rotate with you? And she did actually get back to me. And so she was one of my letters of recommendation too. So she's a community dermatologist, but the program director and the residents at the program that I'm at now, when they looked at my application, read my letter, they knew her. So that was another way that I kind of went about trying to get letters from people that the MedDerm programs might be familiar with. Okay, so other things that I did as a DO, you apply to osteopathic dermatology programs or do their sub-I programs to be able to get interviews. And it becomes pretty apparent how important networking is within the osteopathic programs when you go through that process. But I think it's actually pretty important in the allopathic programs as well. They still take people who they've never really met in person or anything. But if you can partake in their didactics, so I applied during some COVID times. It was kind of the end of the pandemic. So everything was still virtual. So I would log on to the virtual Zoom didactic sessions. So I don't know what the situation is now with some of the MedDerm programs, but if you can reach out to like the coordinators and say, hey, I'm interested in doing this or going to your program, is there any way for me to be involved without doing a sub-I essentially? Because it is kind of hard to do allopathic sub-Is that are a month long when you're trying to do all of your osteopathic week to 2 week sub-Is. I think that's like the bulk of my recommendations as applying DO to MedDerm programs. And then I would like to just like offer this information as well, that like some people apply MedDerm as like an extra program on their application just to, you know, increase their numbers and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And would be willing to do it, you know, if that's how they get into dermatology. But you interview with both internal medicine and dermatology, and both, especially the internal medicine side, but also the dermatology side, is very particular about finding people who are interested. And so the way that you approach your application needs to be geared towards like med derm specifically, not just dermatology.
Mm-hmm.
And they also, oh, I lost my train of thought.
applying, like people that want to do strictly derm, but applying to a med derm program.
Oh, having a reason for the way that you applied the way you did is important. So the approach, everybody that I know that's in a med derm program took a different approach to applying, as far as like, did you apply internal medicine and dermatology and med derm? The approach that I took was I just did the osteopathic derm programs and then med derm. And I did not apply to just like the regular dermatology program at the med derm program and or internal medicine at the regular or at the med derm program. So when they interviewed me, they said, that seems kind of like risky. Like, why did you do that? Why didn't you apply dermatology too? And I told them that, you know, my reasoning with the osteopathic programs are great. And I don't feel like I would be missing anything in my training there except for extra internal medicine training, if that's what I truly, yeah, because that's what I want at this point.
Right. And that's brilliant.
Yeah. So as long as I would say, you know, my approach might be different than someone else's approach, but just like know your reason for why you're doing what you're doing. So that, because they might ask you, it's not common to apply to a combination program. So they'll want to know, that you've put some thought into it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, that makes perfect sense. And it's also a good strategy to drive home, like what your intentions are, you know, circling back to being very honest about what you want. Like I think that was a very smart thing to do.
You know, I felt like it was a little bit of a gamble, but I felt good about it at the end.
Yeah, I mean, honesty is sometimes risky, but it's good. So basically the take home that I'm getting as far as applying to med derm and derm in general is that letters of rec are huge and networking is huge.
Yeah. I mean, the tough thing about competitive specialties is that I feel like you could just say that everything is huge.
Yeah.
But I do think that, you know, at least that was the advice that I was given and it seemed to have worked. So I'm running with it.
Yeah. Do you think anything else on your application or anything else about you made you stand out?
Specifically for med derm, I think so. Because I was interested in internal medicine to start, I had started early in like first and second year of being very involved in the IM world. So I think that helped a lot with, you know, without them having to ask me if I was interested in internal medicine, my application spoke for itself in that way too. Just very involved in like the internal medicine clubs and the ACP and was going to meetings and doing research. So I think, you know, including some internal medicine activities and research in your application is another way that can help you stand out.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes perfect sense. And then my final question as far as applying as a DO to a med derm and derm, what was your game plan had you not matched?
So I wish I could say that I had like a super solid game plan for that. I think a lot of people I'm trying to think of how to say this. I think what I would have done would be like a research year.
Okay.
Especially because like the allopathic programs, a lot of the applicants end up doing that automatically even before they even try to match.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably what I would have done. I was hadn't had that kind of like set up in any sense because I was a little superstitious about not wanting to be thinking about what if I don't match, which maybe would have put me in a bad situation after matching. So maybe, you know, plan ahead, but yeah.
There's a balance to that. It worked out.
Yeah.
Well, just to wrap up, if you could give advice to students who are looking into pursuing a combined program, you already gave a ton of amazing advice, but if you had any other little nuggets of knowledge or inspiration that you wanted to provide.
I think that in regards to applying to a dual program, I've given you all I've got, but in general, I would love to take the opportunity to just remind everybody that's applying to dermatology and like competitive programs, if whether you're applying to med derm or just derm, it's like impossibly competitive and it can be a stressful process. So I just want to tell everyone to like, remember to take some deep breaths. Remember to just be true to yourself and not try to be what you think they want you to be. Just be yourself. And don't be afraid to reach out for help and advice and guidance from people, because everyone who's matched into dermatology has been in through that process before. So for the most part, most people are very, very understanding and willing to help out because it's not an easy thing. The other thing I would say was, I think part of what helped my class be so successful at matching was that we worked together a ton. We had a group text message with the other derm applicants, and we kept each other informed of everything going on. We helped provide each other opportunities, and I think that by working together and lifting each other up rather than being so worried about being competitive against each other, that we helped each other be more competitive. So I would just say, yeah, make friends with your other derm people.
Those are great messages. Then they're so kind. And I really feel like that's something that's been on my mind lately. And it gets me really excited about dermatology, how kind everyone is and how generally like happy and willing to help people are. So yeah, it makes me excited to pursue dermatology further.
That, yeah, I think
above me is so wonderful.
Yes. Yeah. That was something that I was really excited about too. The people are definitely one of the best things about derm.
Yeah. Do you have anything else to add?
No, I think that's all.
Okay, great. Thank you for being on the podcast.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the DIGA podcast. We hope you enjoyed. Please send us any questions or comments to derminterestpod@gmail.com.
This podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.